When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line with Mark Ellis from Williamstown, New Jersey, class of 2014, being looked at as a cornerback slash safety, someone in the secondary, has played running back before, but currently playing on the secondary for his team, which was a state champion before, Williamstown High School. And for the first time on the show, I want to welcome Mark in to talk about recruitment, what's going on with the team this season, and overall his life with football. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I guess getting started off is, you know, being on a team that's been a state champion, what does it do for you? I mean, has it helped you to get your name out there a little bit more? Has it allowed you to kind of branch out a little bit?
Yes, last year's team definitely helped out with a lot for our team this year. We're trying to make a name for ourselves, but it's definitely been a lot more publicity for our team and everything that we do.
What do you take away from a team like that? Because obviously a sport can't be played by just one person, and when you look at football, 11 guys out there at a time. What do you take from your teammates? What have you really learned from the guys that you've been on the field with?
One thing that we focus on as a team is family. We make sure like we're all on the same page. Everybody knows like what everybody else wants to do. We don't have any real differences that, you know, pull the team apart. So we try to just like stick together, and that helps like throughout the season, because it's a long season. So like we have to make sure as a team we're on the same page playing together.
Now, this season you've had a little bit of a switch moving over to safety from corner, where you had spent most of your time. What's the transition been like for you, and what are the biggest differences that you see between corner and safety?
Honestly, at cornerback, it's in group five, it's not as much action, because you get teams that run the ball more. But at safety, I can come down in the box. You know, I can come up top, play up top, play cover one. So at safety, it's a lot more tackles involved, like a lot more physical in the box, but also the finesse part, playing up top, or even if you have to go zero, coming down again.
As far as making this change from cornerback to safety, now that you've had a little bit of experience, and obviously it's early on in the season, but your most recent game against Shawnee, 5 tackles, 3 pass breakups, and an interception, how comfortable were you out there? I mean, obviously the stats look good, but how comfortable were you going up against Shawnee in this position of safety?
I was quite comfortable, because I made sure I watched film. We watched film as a team, so I kind of knew what I was coming into. No, I've been playing safety throughout camp, so like the first game throughout camp, so I've kind of adjusted to the position.
In playing this position, what's the biggest challenge for you from moving from corner to safety? Because you talked about some of the differences between the two, but what's been a challenge, if there has been a challenge or a roadblock, from being a cornerback and then having to switch to a safety?
I'd say reading. So, like, read option teams, having to read where the ball's going. You know, because sometimes you can't just read the tackles, because they'll get false reads. So that's probably the hardest thing adjusting to.
Now, being at safety, you played running back before. So being in that position where you're kind of looking out all over the field, you have to help out when it comes to any type of pass attack, but also in the running game going up against you. Being a former running back, does that help you to be a more prominent safety?
Yes, because I can kind of anticipate on what the running back's about to do. Like if the running back's coming through a hole, whether he's about to bounce it out, or if he feels like he just comes straight through the hole, you know, I feel like I'll be able to kind of adjust and make sure I know where he's going.
Now, as far as where you're at right now, speaking of where the running back's going, as far as where you're going, where you look at the fact that 2014, you know, after this season, you have the opportunity potentially to play college football somewhere, what's your recruiting been like, and what type of response have you gotten so far?
So far, recruiting, it's been going well because I performed well at camps over the summer. I went to 12 camps over the summer, you know. So I did really good at the camps, and I got good feedback from the coaches. So being that I didn't have any junior or sophomore film, they all wanted me to make sure I have game film for this year. So far, since, like, no offers have came in yet, they're waiting on the first few games, so... But recruiting is going well so far. Like, a lot of schools are still interested.
When you say that schools are interested, what are some of those schools that you feel like you're on their radar?
There's Temple, Syracuse, UMass, Rutgers, Villanova, Delaware, James Madison.
When you mentioned these schools, did you go to any of the camps for these? When you said you went to 12 camps, were the schools that you just mentioned included in that?
I went to all the schools I just named. I went to except for Syracuse, because when I tried to get to the Syracuse camp, I had issues with the ride and getting up there, so I wasn't able to make it out.
When you say that some of these schools you feel that you're on their radar, let's start at the top with what you said, in no specific order, but still with the first team that you mentioned, Temple. Why do you believe that Temple's on the that you're on Temple's radar?
Well, Temple, you know, I've been looking at Temple for the past couple of years. I've been in contact with them. You know, I did that at their camp.
With a school like Syracuse, you said you didn't get up to the camp because you had an issue when it came to driving up there. What's been the relationship with Syracuse? How are you connected to them?
I was in contact with Coach Douse. I was in contact with Coach Douse for a while. The contact, it's not as strong as it was earlier in the year. But, you know, I still do contact him, sending him my game film and everything now.
When you have gotten the chance to be in contact with Tim Doust, what's been some of the feedback that he's given you?
He's let me know I was on their board. I was high up on their board, you know. But me not able to make it to the camp, I guess, maybe kind of pushed me back a little bit. But, you know, we'll see what happens once get a few more games out to them.
When you look at some of these other teams that you mentioned that you felt like you were on their radar, we talked about Temple, we talked about Syracuse. Is there any one school that you really feel like you have the closest relationship with?
No, I try to take the approach that all these schools are the same, whether B1, 1AA, FCS, BCS, D2. I try to treat them all the same, so I'll go to all of these schools' games, you know, to try to get a feel for everything so I can make a final decision later in the year.
Even though you don't have a specific offer from a school just yet, does that deter you at all? I mean, you're early on in your season for high school, but does it frustrate you or bother you at this point that you don't have an offer yet from a school?
Not really. You know, I came into the season knowing that they weren't going to come quick or easy, you know. So I'm not really frustrated by it. I just kind of, I'm waiting, you know, staying patient, just playing my game, because, you know, they'll come eventually. It doesn't really frustrate me much.
When you went out to these camps, the 12 different camps that you had stated you went to, what did they have you do at those camps? Were you out there as a secondary member getting worked out?
Yeah, they had me in a secondary. Some camps had both two ways. So I went running back and defensive back. But for the most part, the focus was DB, just doing drills and different coverages, stuff like that.
Do you feel like any one of the camps was particularly good for you? Did you leave anyone that stays on your mind that you really thought was your best performance?
My best camp, I'm not really sure. I would take camps, and I tried to take a few different things from what the coaches taught me, but I'm not really sure which one I performed at the best.
Moving forward, what do you think you need to do, Mark, to get, I mean, you said you believe you're on the radar of a bunch of different schools, but what do you think you need to do to truly get over the top? Do you think that there's a certain area that you need to work on more or something that sticks out to you?
I think just all around. I just need to just completely just ball out, you know, just tackles, interceptions, everything from top to bottom. Just trying to increase and capitalize on all of that.
And then as far as your coaching staff, what have they done to be helpful to you? I mean, obviously the team coming off of being a state champion in New Jersey, but what have your coaches done since then to not only help you but help other people out that are trying to get looked at? Has your coaching staff really been helpful in that respect?
Coach Ushatola, he's great. He's he contacts coaches all the time. You know, he'll ask you, like, where or who he needs to contact, or he'll just go out and contact coaches for you. You know, he helps us with our classes, our schedule, everything.
Before I let you go, Mark, looking at your system, you know, your support system outside of the field, outside of the coaching staff, who's really been there for you, you know, either family, friends, extended family, even if it's not blood, who would you say has been your biggest support system?
Oh, wow. I get so much support from everybody. Since my injury, you know, my team, my family, the people around me, the people I train with, my trainers, you know, everybody's always supporting me, trying to make sure I always keep my head up.
When you look at that injury, describe that. You know, for the people that don't know that are listening in, what injury did you have to come back from, and what was it like rehabbing and getting back on the field?
I tore my right ACL, complete tear, and a slight tear in my meniscus. So I had to get that surgically repaired. And the rehab, it was a long process starting May of last year. It was a long, long process. You know, I started out at Rothman Institute. I started out there with the rehab and the surgery. Then I moved on to Velocity. I worked out there for a while, you know, throughout the season, just sitting on the sideline. But at the same time, I was working really hard to get back on the field. I was trying to get back on the field last season, you know, but it didn't work out. I didn't get cleared until a little bit after the season, like a little after December, you know. So while I was at Velocity, I did the training there. They had a bridge program. It's for people who have, like, injured themselves, you know, trying to get them back from, like, the surgery to actually competing. So I did that. And then I started doing more 7-on-7s and things like that with my Philadelphia team, the Playmakers. I started doing 7-on-7s with them. I started training, like really training, you know, my strength trainer, Steve Hines, and my defensive back trainer, Peter Crispina, you know, all the way up to June, where my team finally started camp. You know, it was a long, long process.
When you look back on that injury and the rehab that had to come from it, do you think that ultimately has affected the fact that there haven't been early offers because you weren't out there last season, because you're coming off of such a difficult injury to come back from when it comes to your ACL? Do you think that's played a role in the fact that it's taken a little bit more time for you to get an offer?
Yeah, definitely, you know. Because I didn't play my sophomore year much. I'm completely missing my junior year. I mean, I understand that the coaches, they can't go off of 7-on-7s and things like that. They need to see me actually play. So the early offers weren't really going to come in. They need to actually see me on the field, you know, making plays, stuff like that.
Your adversity, something that's very important, you know, and a lot of success stories that I've heard from people that just continue fighting, and even in my own life, knowing that adversity faces you almost every single day, sometimes every moment. When you have that adversity of that injury and that rehab, Mark, in front of you and pushing to come back and get better and go through the entire time that you had spoken about and everybody you had to go through and everything you had to do to get better, has that made you a true fighter? And do you believe that going through that adversity that you truly know inside of you that you're going to get onto a team and find a place in college football because you face that, do you think it's made you a stronger person?
Yes, I do. I you know, I make sure I stay in my faith. I pray all the time about it. You know, I try to keep my head up. You know, my parents, they're always encouraging me, and my sister. I just pray before games, then I go out and I play. You know, I just make sure I do what I gotta do so that I do end up on a team coming next fall or next summer.
You had spoken to me that on Sunday morning you're going out to church. How important is God in your life, and how important is faith in your life?
It's very important, very important. You know, my parents enforced it young, so, you know, I stick with it. You know, always praying. You know, just God will pull me through whatever, no matter the challenge, you know, he'll pull me through.
Well, I appreciate it, and I truly thank you for coming on the line and talking with me here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com. Mark Ellis, looking out for that offer, that opportunity, and as the first one comes in, the other ones come to follow, has mentioned a bunch of different schools, including Syracuse. And, Mark, I will definitely be in touch with you. Please let me know whenever something comes up, you get that opportunity. I'd love for you to talk about your first offer right here back on the show on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora when you get that offer, if you'd like to.
That's great. That sounds good.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you.
I thank Mark Ellis once again coming on to the show, 2014 cornerback / safety prospect for that upcoming year for college football. We'll see where he ends up. And as he continues to move forward in his season, his final season in high school, and in his recruiting process, I look forward to bringing you even more exclusives from Mark Ellis out of New Jersey, which you'll find only on WakeUpCallDT.com. You can become a member free by going to the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com and literally just clicking on member free, and that'll take you through the easy steps to become a member of the site. You don't have to pay for any of the information, but all the inside information that I have that I get to you, all the stories I write, scouting reports, whatever it may be, and the letters that I get, such as those from the Syracuse men's soccer head coach, Ian McIntyre, who sends personal letters out to me to get to you in the community. You can get those all, but only if you're a member of WakeUpCallDT.com, which you can do free right now. And I want to thank Drysig Apparel, who helped make everything that I do possible with Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. Helps to not only provide you with t-shirts that are given away for the women's line and the men's line and the hats that we have, but also to help me look good when I'm out there professionally in the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora polos. I can't thank Mark Jones and his staff enough for what they do. Check out Drysig for all that they can offer by going to the Wake Up Call DT homepage, scrolling down to Drysig Apparel, and going ahead and clicking on that logo, and that'll take you out to drysigathletic.com. That's DRESSIG athletic.com. And you can also check out the Drysig Lady line. That's DRESSIG lady.com with that comfortable fit, the bamboo clothing line that allows you to relax with the clothes that you wear. High quality, relaxing clothes when you want to just take a little break. Want to take a break from the kids or a break from studying or a break from going out there and training. Just want to give yourself a minute. Do it with the bamboo line from drysiglady.com. And of course, with everything else that Drysig Apparel offers for the businessman, businesswoman, the student, the worker, whatever you may be, and if you're on a team, whatever team it is, wherever you are around the country and around the world, if you want to look good with a product that's durable and comes from a staff that truly cares, click on the Drysig logo at the bottom of WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage and start customizing what you need for your team, your business, or just for yourself when you want to sit and relax. Make sure you go to that Drysig Apparel link, or you can go straight to drysigathletic.com or drysiglady.com. And Drysig, once again, is DREISSIG. Also want to put a special thanks out to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy, getting you on your path to hope. We talk about athletes and getting better. Well, not just for the athlete, but for anyone. We have ailments There's moments where you get an injury, obviously something that you didn't expect. You may be on a team, or you may just get an injury simply doing something routine around the house. Whatever it may be, if your body's hurting and it's time for you to obviously get better, you don't want to wait. Don't make the mistake that I did. I waited and then had to get on my path to hope a little bit later. And I'm doing well now, thanks to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. But the only thing that I would say, if I could go back in time, is don't wait on it. Get out to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. One of five locations in upstate New York can suit you because they're all over the place. You can see their locations by going to the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com. And on normal business hours, Monday through Friday, you can call to make your first appointment, 315-652-4323. That's 315-652-4323. And get on your path to hope at Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. I also want to thank Carvel DeWitt, who's given me the opportunity to bond with the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. Not just in the state of New York, not in the Northeast, not on the East Coast, the entire nation. Carvel DeWitt serving the community and everybody who comes in to visit for over 60 years. And the only place to get the wake-up call sundae, which is that wonderful taste of the chocolate, vanilla, or soft serve that you remember from Carvel from when you were a little kid. If you've never tried Carvel, trust me, you take one bite of that soft serve ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, and you will never forget that flavor. Stays in your mouth. Truly does. It withstands the test of time, the test of weather, whatever it may be. When it comes to Carvel, there's only one place to go that has fresh, handmade ice cream cakes daily. And just the design, the preparation that goes into what they make. When you walk into Carvel DeWitt, it's not only walking in for a different experience for ice cream, but it's a different experience for Carvel in general. There's a reason why it's the longest-standing Carvel franchise. Jay Cartini and his team do a great job. They give me the opportunity to do that wake-up call sundae that gives you that soft-serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, topped off with cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl. Make sure you get in there. Try the wake-up call sundae. They're open every single day of the week, Monday through Sunday. So make sure you get in there. When you get an opportunity to get over there, make sure you check them out. You can get the hours on the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com. And you can also get some of their services if you're looking to do something for a birthday party, a business event, whatever it may be. Make sure you get in touch with Carvel DeWitt. Bring the family out there, girlfriend, boyfriend, best friend, your team. Bring mom and dad out. I do that now. Mom and dad used to bring me to Carvel. Now I bring them out to Carvel. Head out to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across the street from Tops. Get over there and get your creation. Find something on the menu that you like, or create something yourself. That's the beauty of it. It's what you want that day from what they have and what they offer, which you're not going to have any problem running out of ideas there. When you look at Carvel DeWitt, whether it's a flying saucer, a Carvelanche, one of their signature shakes, or if you just want to have a hot fudge sundae, head out to Carvel DeWitt, and you will have an experience that you'll never forget. Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the home of the Wake Up Call Sundae. And I also want to thank FanHands.com for everything that they do. If you're a fan of a team, which if you're listening to the show, I think it's safe to say that you're a fan of something, get out to FanHands.com. It's very simple. You can get it from anywhere you are simply by just clicking on FanHands.com. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to drive to the store. You literally just go onto your phone. If you have the internet on your phone, iPad, iPod Touch, whatever it may be, your tablet, laptop, desktop, head to fanhands.com, find the color of your team, purchase a pair of fan hands, which are very inexpensive, and get out to the game and be louder than you ever were. We all clap. Your team's not doing well, you clap for your team to get better. Your team's doing phenomenal, you're on your feet clapping again. But this enhances your clap. It makes you louder without you having to do anything else. You don't have to lift a foam finger. You don't have to get on a megaphone. You don't have to bring the clapper and hold on to that while you're trying to hold on to your drink. You just get your fan hands, put them on, and start clapping. something that you're going to do anyways, why not enhance your clap and enhance your experience by doing so when you're at the game? FanHands.com, great product that allows the best fans in the world to truly enjoy the game that much more. FanHands.com, and you can find out on the Fan Corner page of WakeUpCallDT.com how your purchase of FanHands can actually help the community. So make sure you check that out before you buy your pair of FanHands at FanHands.com. Special thanks to everyone that's ever been a part of Dance Tour Broadcast Media, and that includes you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I thank Mark Ellis for this Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora exclusive interview, and look forward to talking with him again. Look forward to talking with you as well, and you can find out when you can do that by going to WakeUpCallDT.com and checking out when the fan line opens, and make sure that you call 315-5031-FAN when that line is open. 315-503-1326, and you can catch me 24/7 on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter @CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, be well, and I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Tortora for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in.